Today, I am approving the New York City Action Plan that will allow the city to move forward in spending $1.77 billion in community development block grant funding that will help the city recover, not just to where it was, but smarter and stronger than before the storm. And let me just be clear about what this means. For a family who's been staying with relatives because other types of assistance, whether it was FEMA assistance or their insurance, wasn't enough to get them back in their flooded home, today means that they'll get the help that they need to move back into their home. It means that their child, who's been waking up in the morning on the couch and spending an hour getting to school every day, will be able to start getting their life back to normal. It means that a small business that's been shuttered since Sandy because it couldn't qualify for a disaster loan will finally be able to reopen its doors and begin hiring again. As these businesses reopen, stronger than ever, the main streets in the neighborhoods around this city, the boardwalks will once again begin to resemble the pictures of them that we have etched in our minds, just in time for summer. New York City's plan is truly a neighborhood-based approach to disaster recovery. The city's approach will focus principally on meeting the immediate recovery needs for housing and business assistance in the communities affected by Sandy. We're also taking steps to ensure there's region-wide coordination as we work to make our communities more resilient through investments that will last for decades by addressing the increased flood risk posed by more extreme weather events and rising sea levels caused by climate change. What this announcement means today, what it demonstrates, is that America does not leave communities to pick up the pieces alone when disaster strikes. And the approval of this action plan will provide much needed relief to those homeowners and businesses across the region still struggling to get back on their feet. The administration has been on the ground since Sandy struck, and will be here until every street, every neighborhood, every family has recovered.